From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Syria's ruling Ba'ath Party opened a four-day congress today in Damascus. It's the first such meeting in 5 years, and it comes at a time when many Syrians are calling for economic and political reforms, and when Damascus is under intense pressure from Washington. In his opening statement, Syria's president stressed the need to make changes on the domestic front. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Damascus.
Months ago, President Bashar al-Assad promised that this week's Congress would mark a great leap forward for Syria, but today looked more like a tentative step. No major initiatives were announced at the inaugural session. Assad opened the Congress with a short speech to the audience of more than 1,100 Ba'ath Party delegates. He said the Ba'ath Party had to adapt to face new challenges that threaten Syria and the Arab world. The party's first priority, he said, was the Syrian economy. Assad acknowledged that some reform efforts had been hampered by inept government bureaucrats and rampant corruption. And then, one by one, aging, gray-haired delegates stepped up to the podium and repeated much of the same rhetoric that Syrians have grown accustomed to hearing during the Ba'ath Party's 43 years in power. Delegates automatically applauded at every mention of the president's name. Assad, a 39-year-old eye doctor who inherited the presidency from his father, stood out in the crowd as one of the youngest men in the assembly room. Across town at a tea shop in central Damascus, about a dozen Syrians smoked water pipes as they watched the speeches on TV. A man named Awaz Ghazal said he hoped his leaders would now focus on the country's domestic needs.
Now it's high time to look forward to the issue of investment, for example, to make the country open, wide open for newcomers worldwide.
Another man declined to comment, muttering that the tea shop was swarming with undercover Syrian intelligence agents. In private conversations across Damascus, though, many Syrians repeat the same complaints. They say a bloated government bureaucracy is extorting money from the population. Many describe the political families of the ruling elite as a powerful mafia that controls the economy. And people like this businessman named George Aksam said they desperately hoped their young president would follow through on his promise to change the system.
I hope so. And everybody is expecting and waiting this. And everybody have a big hope.
As the Congress began, the Syrian regime is facing intense American diplomatic pressure and economic sanctions. Washington accuses Damascus of supporting insurgents in neighboring Iraq and militants in Lebanon and the occupied Palestinian territories. Syrian political analyst Sami Mubayed says today's Congress did not address the American criticisms.
There's also a message, a domestic message and a message to the international community that the Ba'ath are here and they're here to stay.
Mubayed predicts many of the Ba'ath Party's old guard will soon be replaced by younger party members. That process appears to have begun already, with the announcement late today that longtime Vice President Abdul Halim Khadem is stepping down. But a few new faces will be unlikely to satisfy many Syrians. As one skeptic here put it, how can you expect the people who created this system and profited from it to then go out and reform it? Ivan Watson, NPR News, Damascus.